decisions not based on the truth.
有时候我们做一些决定，不是按着真理来做决定。
There are five aspects in life.
这个生命里面有五个重要的元素。
As a pastor, I meet with people with physical problems.
身为一个牧师，我遇见一些人是他们身体有软弱。
Health problems, yeah. They have accidents and they break a bone.
身体的软弱，比如说他们遇到什么意外，骨折了。
There are those with mental problems.
一些是精神上有状况。
Yeah, they can't think straight.
不能很好的思想
，because either they inherited some mental problem，
可能是有了一些精神上的问题
，or they make decisions but their mind is not very straight，
或者他们做决定可是头脑不是很清醒。
Then there are those with social problems，
第三是在这个社交方面有问题的
，they can't get along with people，
跟人不合
，why there's hatred，
因为心里面有怀恨
，there's anger，
这个愤怒
，there's thoughts of revenge。
一直想报复
so their life is filled with heartaches
所以他内心很多的这个苦毒跟痛苦
when we get angry the other person doesn't feel it
你有怀恨的时候另外一个人是感受不到的
it is your teeth that wear out first
是自己的牙齿先损坏
yeah. so be careful when you get angry and hate people
所以有怀恨的时候要小心
but the Bible also tells us there is a spiritual element
可是圣经也告诉我们第四个就是一个属灵的
Our relationship with God
就是我们跟神的关系
Our relationship with spiritual
我们跟这个灵界的关系
And then the fifth area of course is financial
第五个当然就是金钱上
Some people don't have enough money
有人可能金钱上出问题
So check most of our problems fall in these five areas
所以我们一生的这些问题都在这五个方面里面
However, there are some people who leave out certain areas in their thinking.
可是一些人在这思想上却不能够在这几方面。
There are people who get up early in the morning and do the exercise.
有的人一早起来做这个运动。
Oh, they know their body must, they must stretch all their different limbs and they must be active.
他们要有这个很活跃要来运动。
We went this morning to sunrise service at 6:30 and people were already jogging.
比如说今天早上我们六点半就到这个晨曦礼拜的地方
yeah,
有人在晨运了
My brother-in-law says he gets up at 4:30 to play golf
我的姐夫说他四点半精神起来打高尔夫球哇这么早为什么呢
their body strong.
因为要保持身体健壮
Then there are those who study very hard keep their mind strong
有人读书非常用功 要头脑清醒
There are those who make friends and try to get together with other people
有的人他们跟别人交往要跟别人有很好的关系但是有的人却忘了那个属灵那方面
Do you believe in spiritual?
你相信这个属灵方面的吗
Actually, there are only three forces.
只有三种不同的能力
There's God
神
There is man
人
And there's the devil
第三有魔鬼
That's what the Bible tells us
这是圣经告诉我们的
Some people don't believe in God
有的人不相信神
Some people don't believe in the devil
有的人不相信魔鬼
They just believe in themselves
他就相信自己
I'm sorry, you make wrong decisions, you know
对不起这样的想法你的想法是错的
It is just like people who don't believe in germs
就像人不相信有细菌一样
Because they don't see the germs
因为看不到细菌
Yeah One day I went to the doctor, he was about to give me an injection
有一天我去看医生他要给我打针
And then he dropped his needle
他这个针掉在地上
He picked it up,
拿起来
and he threw it away.
就把它丢掉了
huh, I thought it was a waste
说啊这么浪费啊
Why?
为什么呢
As a doctor he knows when the needle falls to the ground there are germs
因为他是医生他知道针掉在地上就会有细菌感染
Beloved, so with the spiritual
所以这个灵界也一样
Just because you don't see God
你看不到神
Just because you don't see the devil
你看不到魔鬼
Doesn't mean they don't exist
并不代表他不存在
This book tells us all about God and about the devil
这圣经完全告诉我们有关神跟魔鬼的事
This book tells us where we came from
这本书告诉我们人从哪里来
We are made by God
我们是神所造的
So we cannot leave God out of our thinking
所以我们不能在我们的思想上把神隔绝
Some people wonder why these Christians every Sunday they must go to church.
有人说为什么这些基督徒每一个礼拜天都要来教会？
Every Sunday they sing songs.
每个主日就来唱歌。
What are they doing?
他们到底在做什么呢？
Don't they have something better to do?
没有更好做的事吗？
Don't they, shouldn't they spend their time studying?
不应该读书吗？
Shouldn't they spend their time working?
或者工作？
Shouldn't they not spend their time making friends?
去交朋友？
Why do they worship a God whom they cannot see?
在那边敬拜一个看不到的神？
My friends, think carefully.
朋友们要很小心的思考。
I have given my life to preach the gospel.
我一生奉献来传这个福音。
When I finished high school,
我读完高中后，
I was going to be a doctor.
我本来是要去做医生的。
My father wanted me to be a doctor.
我父亲很要我去当医生。
I did very well in school.
我在学校成绩非常好。
But God called me to be a preacher.
但是神呼召我做一个传道人。
And I said, Lord, why can't I be a doctor and then serve you half time?
我说主啊，我不能够去当医生，同时兼职来侍奉你吗？
I can make all the money I want and then serve you free.
我可以赚很多钱，免费来侍奉你。
God said you either serve me with all or not at all.
主说你要就来侍奉我，要不然就不用了。
So I gave my life to serve the Lord.
所以我就完全奉献服侍主。
Beloved, I have to preach to people that there is God.
我要向人说有神存在。
I have to tell people that there's the Lord Jesus Christ, the Son of God.
我跟他们传耶稣神的儿子的福音。
He came from heaven. He was born of the Virgin Mary.
他从天上降生，从这里所生，没有犯罪的生活。
He died on the cross.
他死在十字架上。
He rose again from the dead.
从死里复活。
And that he defeated Satan.
他击败了魔鬼撒旦。
Is that the real message?
这个是真正的那个要传的信息吗？是真实的信息吗？
If that is the truth,
如果这是真理，
I must tell people.
我就要去传给人。
If that's not the truth,
如果不是的话，
I'm wasting my time,
我在浪费时间。
I'm wasting my life,
我浪费我的生命。
I'm wasting your time,
我也浪费你的时间。
I'm bluffing people,
我在向人撒谎。
What do I get out of it?
我从中获取什么呢？
So my friends, think carefully.
所以朋友们很小心的思考。
I've been a preacher for more than 50 years.
我做传道人超过50年。
But I know God is real.
但是我知道神是真的。
I've seen lives changed.
我看到人的生命改变。
God has changed my life.
神改变我的生命。
God changed my father's life.
改变我父亲的生命。
God changed my neighbor's life.
甚至我的邻居的生命。
I've seen my friends change.
看到我的朋友被改变。
I've seen my classmates change.
同学生命改变。
I've seen idolaters change.
我看到拜偶像的人改变。
I've seen people who are on drugs change.
吸毒的人，
I've seen people, drunkards change.
酗酒的人，
I've seen people who are demon possessed change.
被鬼附的人，
How is this possible?
怎么可能呢？
Not my power.
不是我的能力，
Not my strength.
不是我的力量，
I tell them there's a power that can change them.
我跟他们说有一个力量可以改变你。
Jesus is Lord.
主耶稣是主。
Jesus is the living God.
他是一个又真又活的神。
And if you allow Jesus into your life,
如果你让主耶稣进入你生命，
Jesus will change your life.
他要改变你生命。
I've seen it in my own eyes.
亲眼看见。
Whether it was in America,
在美国，
Whether it's in Pakistan,
在巴基斯坦，
Whether it's in Thailand,
在泰国，
Whether it's in Vietnam,
越南，
I've seen people change.
我看到人生命改变。
I go to Africa, I see people's life change.
我到非洲，我看人的生命改变。
Beloved,God wants to change our lives.
亲爱的朋友们，神要改变我们的生命。
Because when we leave the spiritual out of our lives,
因为我们把这个属灵的事情隔开，
our lives are not complete.
我们的人生是不完成、不完全的。
So this evening we have a very important message to tell you.
所以今天盼望有一个很重要的信息要告诉你。
The Bible tells us that Jesus rose again from the dead.
圣经告诉我们，主耶稣从死里复活。
Is it possible?
是可能吗？
We're not talking about somebody fainting and then you give artificial respiration and he woke up.
不是说一个人晕倒了，你给他人工呼吸，他就醒起来。
We're not talking about somebody that has drowned and then you apply first aid and then push out the water and he gets up.
不是一个人他在水里淹了，你给他做人工呼吸，他就醒起来。
He's talking about someone who has died.
就只要一个已经死了的人。
Someone who is buried.
埋葬了。
And after 3 days.
三天后。
He woke up.
他又在。
Is that possible?
这可能吗？
That's what the Bible tells us.
这圣经所告诉我们的。
Jesus was dead.
主耶稣已经死了。
And the female disciples went to ask for the body.
这些妇女的门徒去要拿他的身体。
That went Nicodemus and Joseph of Arimathea.
有两个人也去，一个是尼哥底母，一个是约翰。他们向比拉多拿身体。比拉多问这些兵丁， 这兵丁就去看三个挂在十字架的人。
The two thieves on either side were still alive.
这两边的贼还活着。所以要把他们的腿打断。
In those days when they hang on the cross, sometimes they last for three days.
因为当时候一些人挂十字架可以挂三天。
But to hurry up, they break the leg so that they bleed and die faster.
可是要让他们死得更快，把腿折断流血死了。
But when they came to the body of Jesus, it was already dead.
当来到主耶稣的时候，他已经死了。
So they didn't have to break the leg.
所以不需要把他的骨的断打断。
One of the soldiers took the spear and pierced him through his side.
其中一个兵丁就拿枪从肋旁刺下去。圣经说有血从心里面流出来。
Blood, but water.
所以不只是血还有水。
It showed that Jesus died of a broken heart.
所以耶稣是心破了而死。
So, the soldiers reported to Pilate.
所以兵丁跟比拉多说。
The soldiers were sure he was dead.
兵丁确实耶稣死了。
Pilate was satisfied he was dead.
比拉多也确信他死了。
The body was given to the disciples.
所以这个身体就给了他的门徒。
What would you do if there is hope of reviving that person?
如果可以让这个人复生的话，你会怎么做呢？
I'm sure you would try first aid.
你肯定会施行一些，马上施行一些。
But the fact was Jesus was dead.
但是确实耶稣死了。
So they wrapped the body like a mummy.
所以就像木乃伊一样把它包裹起来。
Linen cloth.
用这个细麻布
plus, herbs,
用这些香料
and they wrap the body from the leg all the way up to the neck.
从脚到这个颈项这边就包裹起来
so, like a mummy,
好像那种木乃伊一样
and they put a piece of cloth over the face called a napkin.
就拿 一块布放在这个脸上面
and they brought it into a tomb,
把它带到坟墓里
that belonged to this rich man called Joseph,
一个有钱的约翰的这个坟墓
and then they had put a seal.
还要放上这个印。
Why?
为什么呢?
Because Jesus had preached that I'm going to die on another third day, I will rise again.
因为耶稣他曾经说过他死了三天后他要复活。
Jesus had told his disciples.
他跟门徒说过。
The disciples did not believe him.
门徒不相信。
Even Peter told the Lord, be far from you.
这彼得还跟主说。
That never happened to you.
主啊这个事情不要发生了。
They didn't believe what he said.
因为他不相信主所说的。
But,The Jewish chief priests,
但是犹太人的这个祭司长
they believed Jesus,
他却相信
because Jesus had gone around preaching the word of God,
因为耶稣到处去传道
preaching about the kingdom of God,
传这个神的国的道
he was able to heal the sick,
他可以把病人医好
a multitude with five loaves and two fishes,
他以五饼二鱼喂饱几千人
Jesus had supernatural power,
所以他证明他有这个超能力。
Why? Because he's the son of God.
为什么呢？他是神的儿子。
He came from heaven.
他从天降临。
And so when he said he will rise again from the dead.
所以他说他从死里复活。
He told them I have power to lay down my life, I have power to take it up again.
所以我能够把生命撇弃，再次拿起来。
The chief priest believed.
所以祭司长他相信。
And so they told the pilot.Please make sure the tomb is properly sealed.
所以他们跟比拉多说，这个坟墓一定要封好。
And so they sealed the tomb.
所以把这个坟墓封得很紧。
So they put a big rock that takes two or three soldiers to move into place.
所以首先一个大石头放在那里。
And then they put a groove so that it will fall into the groove.
所以这个石头会放在一个坑里面。
And then they will put a seal.
上面再加上这个印章封起来
across, and then they put the seal of the governor.
所以这个官方的这个印盖章在上面
in the tomb,
耶稣在坟墓里面
nothing can be safer.
这个没有再更有保障的了
a dead body in a sealed tomb.
一个尸体在这个被封的这个坟墓里
But to make sure, they set a watch.
但是为了确保他们还找人来看守
military duty.
找了这个军事的这个人来看守。
Four soldiers.
这个是什么呢？四个兵丁。
Every three hours they change shift.
每三个小时就轮一班。
It's just like Singapore young men being soldiers.
好像新加坡这些年轻人当兵的时候一样。
On guard duty.
做这个守卫的工作。
But, so simple, looking after a dead body, what's that to be afraid of?
啊，这有什么好担心的？守个死人。
Yeah?He can walk up and escape.
那他又跑不掉。
So, sentry on duty.
所以派人值守来看守。
Jesus was crucified on Friday.
所以星期五主耶稣被钉十字架。
Saturday.
到星期六。
And the Bible says early on Sunday morning.
到这个 主日清晨的时候
the female disciples of the Lord Jesus,
主耶稣的这些妇女女门徒
they came with more spices to try to preserve the body longer.
他们带了一些香料想来膏耶稣的尸体
the male disciples had fled and all ran, we don't know where they went.
其实他这些门徒他们已经跑掉了不知道跑哪去
but the women disciples saw where the body was laid.
这些妇女门徒他们知道耶稣的尸体在哪里。
So out of the love of their heart, they came early on Sunday morning.
所以因为他们爱主的心，主日早上他们就来了。
As they walked to the tomb, they were saying among themselves, "How are we going to get into the tomb because of the stone?"
所以在路上的时候，他们就说：“哎呀，有这个石头挡住，我们怎么进去呢？”
Who will roll the stone away?
谁帮我们把这个石头滚开呢
？But unknown to them,
但他们不知道的。
Before they got there,
他们到之前
，there was an earthquake.
有一个地震
It was a localized earthquake.
是当那个地方的一个地震
And the Bible tells us the stone was rolled away from the door.
圣经告诉我们这个石头从那个洞口滚开了
And Jesus emerged.
主耶稣出来了
And the guards that were on duty fled.
这些在值守的这些兵丁
They hid their faces. They couldn't see the Lord Jesus because of the glory of the Lord.
看到耶稣的荣耀他们都躲起来害怕
So when the women got there, they were surprised.
说当时妇女到的时候，他们很惊奇。
Where are the guards?
诶，怎么这些兵丁不见了？
How come the stone is rolled away?
石头也滚开了。
Who got here first?
谁先来了呢？
Then they saw an angel.
就看到一个天使。
An angel said, "Who are you looking for?"
天使说，你们找谁呢？
You are looking for Jesus who died.
是找那位钉十字架的耶稣吗？
He is risen again.
他已经复活了。
And he is going to Galilee.
他要到加利利去。
Go and tell his disciples he wants to meet them in Galilee.
去告诉他的门徒在加利利主要见他们。
The women were shocked.
哇，这些妇女很惊讶。
They come to prepare more spices for a dead body.
带了香料要来膏一个死人。
But they were told he's risen.
但是他们发觉他已经复活。
They were so excited.
所以很兴奋。
They ran to where the male disciples were hiding.
跑去告诉这些在躲藏的门徒们。
And when they told the disciples that Jesus had risen from the dead,
告诉门徒主耶稣复活了
they didn't believe it.
啊，他们不相信。
But Peter and John decided to go and have a look.
但是彼得跟约翰决定跑去看一看。
So John tells us how they both ran.
所以约翰说他们怎么跑去。
And then when they went into the tomb,
跑到坟墓的时候
they saw the linen clothes that were wrapping the body lying by itself.
看到那个包裹的那个细麻布，诶，躺在那里。
And the napkin that was on his face was in another place folded.
那个盖脸的那块布折好了，在另外一边。
Who went in there to disturb a dead body?
是谁进去打扰一个死人呢
？How could you take a dead body and leave all the grave clothes still in place?
怎么可能把死人取去了？你这些包裹的布还在那边。
The napkin and put it on a different place.
把这块遮脸的布折好了放在一边。
What is your decision?、
嗯、
What is your conclusion?
你觉得这是什么一回事
？Did somebody take the body?
有人取了尸体吗
？And so, Jesus appeared to Mary Magdalene.
所以主耶稣向这个玛利亚大人来显现。
Because after telling the disciples, she went back to the tomb.
因为告诉这个妇女后，她回到这个坟墓那边。
Then a man appeared.
有一个人就来了。
She thought he was the gardener.
她以为这个是那个园丁。
And she was feeling a lot of grief.
那时她非常的难过。
And she said, "If you have taken the body away, please tell me where you have put it."
她说，如果你把尸体拿去了，请告诉我在哪里。
Look after the body.
我可以去事后照顾这个尸体。
And she said, "Mary."
主耶稣说。
She recognized the voice.
他听到声音，他记得。
Rabboni, my Lord, my God.
他说：“我的主，我的神啊。”
And she was so excited.
非常，他是非常的兴奋。
She grabbed hold of Jesus.
他就抱着耶稣。
Jesus said, "Stop touching me."
主耶稣说：“不要抱我。”
I'm going back to my Father in heaven.
因为我要回到天父那里去。
And so, on the day of the resurrection,
所以在复活当天
Jesus appeared to his disciples,
主耶稣向门徒显现
six times,
至少五六次
to Mary Magdalene,
这个玛利亚
to Peter,
彼得
to two disciples,
两个使徒
and then to ten disciples,
十个门徒。
And then two disciples walking on the road to Emmaus.
所以两个在以马忧思路上遇到主。
They had not believed that Jesus would rise again.
他们都不相信主耶稣复活。
Jesus appeared to them.
那主耶稣向他们显现。
Thomas was not with them.
那时多马不跟他们在一起。
He said, I don't believe it.
多马说，我
不相信。Unless I put my finger in the nail prints, I don't believe.
除非我把手指放在那个钉痕里面，我不相信。
Unless I put my hand in the side, I will not.
所以我把手放在那个肋旁的伤痕，我不相信。
One week later,
可是一个星期后，
Jesus came again.
主耶稣再来。
And Jesus showed himself another six times.
主耶稣又六次显现给他们。
And after the ascension, Jesus appeared to people like the Apostle Peter, Apostle Paul.
在主耶稣升天之后，他也向保罗显现。
And James,
约翰、雅各。
So at least in the Bible, we have at least 18 different times when Jesus appeared.
所以圣经里面让我们看到至少有18次主耶稣再次的显现。
Well, you can come to your own conclusion.
你可以自己做一个决定。
Did Jesus really rise from the dead?
耶稣究竟有复活吗？
Well.I have to be careful.
那我也要很小心。
Because I don't want to be going around preaching something that is not true.
因为我不要到处去传一个不真实的事。
I'm wasting my time, I'm wasting my life.
我浪费自己的时间跟生命。
I'm wasting the time and wasting all the expenses of the people who come.
我也在浪费大家的时间跟金钱。
But I believe with all my heart.
但是我全心全意的相信。
Because you just look at the evidence.
因为你看这些证据。
Yeah. First of all, the angel.
第一，这个天使
，Angels are messengers of God.
天使是神的差役。
Told the disciple, they told the female disciples.
他对这些妇女说
，Jesus has risen.
耶稣复活了。
He is not here.
他不在这里。
He is going to Galilee.
他要到加利利去。
And that's exactly what Jesus did.
那也就是耶稣所做的事。
So、the words of the angel.
所以第一，天使所说的话。
Number two.
第二
，When they went in, they couldn't find the body.
他们进去坟墓找不到身体。
Where did the body go?
诶，这个身体在哪里呢？
There are different theories.
有几个不同的说法。
One simple theory is that the women went to the wrong place.
第一个说法，这个妇女到了一个错的地方，去错坟墓。
Really?
是吗？真的吗？
They saw where the Jesus was buried. They knew where the tomb was.
因为他们看到耶稣埋葬的地方，他们知道哪里。
What would you do if you went to the wrong tomb?
如果你去错坟墓，你会怎么样呢？
Quite simple, right?If you had gone to the wrong tomb, you look for the right tomb.
那你就回头去找那个对的地方就是了。
But they didn't go and look for another tomb.
可是他们却没有再去找另外一个坟墓。
Oh, the story was,
啊，有另外一个故事。
The disciples came to steal the body.
啊，另外一个故事就是门徒来偷了那个身体。
Who gave that theory?
这是谁给的？这个故事
The chief priest.
啊，是那个祭司长。
Liars.
撒谎的人。
They called themselves.Spiritual leaders,
他们自称是宗教领袖
they were liars.
但是却是撒谎的
The spiritual leaders were fakes all the way.
这些都是撒谎虚假的
yeah? They accused Jesus of blasphemy.
他们说主耶稣是健忘的
Because Jesus said he's the son of God.
因为主耶稣说他是神的儿子
And to the Jews, they only believe in one God. They don't believe in Trinity.
他们只相信一位真神不相信三位一体的神
There's only one God, the Father.
只相信天父上帝。
They don't believe in God the Son, God the Holy Spirit.
却不相信神、圣子还有圣灵。
So when Jesus said he's the Son of God,
所以当耶稣说他是神的儿子的时候
，making himself equal with God,
跟神同等。
To the Jews that was blasphemy.
犹太人说你说健忘的话。
He should be stoned to death.
应该用石头打死。
So according to Jewish teaching.Jesus should be stoned to death for blasphemy.
所以按照犹太人的这个教导，他们说耶稣应该因为说健忘话用石头打死。
But this is Holy Weekend.
但是这是一个圣洁的这一周，他们不要
bring him to the Roman governor and say he made himself the king of the Jews.
所以不要自己动手带到那个罗马人的官长那边说这个自称是罗。犹太人的王
yeah, We want him dead, but please you kill him.
我们要他死，但是你帮我们除掉吧。
Yeah. Because the Jews' way of killing is to stone him to death.
因为犹太人处死的方法是用石头打死。
But they want to put Jesus to shame.
但是他们要耶稣被凌辱。
Dying on the cross was the most shameful death.
钉十字架处死是最被羞辱的。
The person is stuck on the cross.
因为在十字架上挂在那边。
The cross is probably about 15 feet high.
大概15尺这么高的十字架。
And they will dig the hole and put the cross in.
在地上挖个洞把十字架插上去。
And when Jesus was hanging on the cross,
耶稣挂在那边。
His legs were probably 4 feet above the ground.
这个脚大概4尺以上。
That's why when the soldier used the spear and pierced into his side, that's under the ribs.
所以当这些兵丁来用枪刺的时候，刺到他的肋旁。
It was a painful death.
一个很痛苦的一个死法。
And here were the religious leaders wanting Jesus to die a shameful and painful death.
就是这些宗教领袖要耶稣这样的惨死。
He was slapped.
他被人打脸，被人吐口水，被人打。
And they put a crown of thorns on his head.
用一个荆棘的冠冕放在他头上。
So instead of killing Jesus with stones, they want to see Jesus suffer.
所以他们不要用石头打死他，要他被凌辱、受苦而死。这些就是所谓的宗教领袖。
Be careful.
我们要小心。
Because religious fakes are there.
因为这些宗教上的虚假在那边。
We want to learn what is the truth.
但是我们要知道真理是什么。
Body is gone.
诶，这个身体不见了。
Oh, tell the guards to say the disciples came at night to steal the body while we were sleeping.
所以叫这些兵丁说晚上睡觉的时候这个门徒偷了。这什么故事呢？
You are a guard.
你是一个看守的。你是在值守。
You're supposed to be alert.
你应该很谨慎，应该醒着。
How can you say that you were sleeping?
怎么可能说你在睡觉呢？
Would you do that?
你会这么说吗？
If anybody here is in Singapore National Service and you go and tell the officer,I was sleeping on guard duty.
如果你是当兵的，你去跟官长说，哎，我在执勤的时候睡觉，你会怎么样呢？
While we were sleeping, the disciples came to steal.
所以当我们睡觉的时候，门徒来偷了尸体，
really?
真的吗？
If you were sleeping, how do you know who came to steal?
你如果你在睡觉，怎么知道是谁来偷呢？
Big liar.
所以是大骗子。
How do you know who stole?
你怎么知道是谁偷的？
We were sleeping and the disciples stole.
我们在睡觉，门徒来偷。
The disciples were not anywhere near there.
门徒根本就不在那边。
They were hiding.
他们都跑去躲了。
How could the disciples come and roll away the stone?
门徒怎么来把这个石头滚开？
And even if they stole the body,
即使偷了这个身体，
why leave the clothes behind?
为什么把这个布留在那里呢？
You think carefully.
你去想想。
Would you take the time to unroll all the bandages?
你还要花时间在那边慢慢把布拿出来吗？
Back in a way over no body?
又慢慢卷回那个形状。
How do you do that?
你会这样做吗？怎么做？
Think very carefully.
我们好好的去思想。
Who would want to steal the body?
谁要来偷这个身体呢？
Some say, oh, the Jews stole the body.
有的人说，哦，犹太人把自己偷了。
The Romans stole the body.
罗马人偷了。
What for?
偷来做什么呢？
Who wants to steal a dead body?
只要偷一个死人的身体。你要吗？
Yeah. Someone said maybe medical students will steal the body.
有的人说只有这些读医学的这些学生要偷。那他们可以解剖来看。
So where did the body go?
那身体到底跑到哪去？
Why were the clothes left behind?
为什么这些包裹的布会留在那里？
And then the Bible tells us,
圣经告诉我们
After that, Jesus appeared to the disciples.
主耶稣还向门徒显现。
Oh, the hallucination.
啊，这个是他们在有幻觉。
No.
不是的。
They could hold him.
他们可以摸到耶稣，可以摸到他。
Eat with them.
可以跟他一起吃饭。
But he had a supernatural body.
他有一个超自然的身体。
A body that appeared.
他的身体出现了。
And then he could disappear.
又可以马上不见
了，
在另外一个地方马上又出现。
This is what the Bible tells us.
这是圣经所告诉我们的。
Beloved, our life on earth is very short.
所以亲爱的弟兄姐妹，我们在世上的时间是很短暂。
Bible says could be 70 years.
可能圣经说可能70年。
80 years.
长的话80年。
Yes, some Chinese live up to 100 years.
甚至有的我们人活到90。
I've buried is 103.
我埋葬过一个103岁的。
There are people who die even at birth.
但是有人在生出来就死了。所以这个没有保障
了。
问题是
Where will you go when you leave this
world? 问题是你离开这个世界你要到哪里去？
Is that the end?
是这样就结束了吗？
There are some people who believe that when you die, finished, that's the end.
有人相信说死了就结束,
that's not what the Bible says.
圣经却不是这么说。
Bible says it's appointed to man once to die, and after that is the judgment.
圣经告诉我们, 人有一死, 死了还有审判。
Some people believe in reincarnation.
有人相信这个轮回的事。
When we die, we come back in another form.
死了我们用另外一个形体回来。
That's what my mother believed.
我妈妈以前这样相信。
Oh, you become a dog, a cat, a horse, a cow.
可能做猫、做狗、做牛、做马。
There are some who believe you come back as an insect.
有人相信你回来成为一个昆虫。
There are some who believe you come back as a plant.
甚至一个植物。
All life are related.
哦, 因为所有的生命都是有关联的。
Huh? You're going to come back as a plant?
你要做一个植物啊，回来。
Some believe you're coming back as a stone.
甚至有人相信说回来做一石头。
You and a stone, what's the relationship?
你跟石头有什么关系呢?
My friend, what do you believe?
朋友们，你相信什么呢?
You believe you become nothing?
你相信你什么都没有吗?
You become some animal?
成为一个动物吗?
That's not what the Bible says.
圣经却不是这么告诉我们。
Actually, God made human beings.
是神创造人类。
Bible says God made the man out of the dust of the ground.
神用尘土造人。
And God breathed into the man.
在人里面,
that's where the life of man comes from.
就人就有了生气。
We are different from the animals.
我们跟动物是不一样的。
We have the breath of God in us.
因为我们在里面有神吹口气。
That is called the soul of man.
这是人的魂。
And because it is the breath of God,
就是神吹口气。
It cannot disappear.
它不会消失。
It will always be there.
它永远存在。
Your soul is the breath of God in you.
所以你的灵魂就是神的气在里面。
You have a body.
你有一个身体。
You have a soul.
你有一个魂,
and the Bible says you have a spirit.
圣经也说你有一个灵,
your body makes you touch things.
你的身体让你可以触摸到东西,
conscious of things.
你有清醒知道什么事情,
your soul makes you conscious of other people.
魂让你知道有别人,
but God gives you a spirit.
但还有一个灵,
to relate to God.
这个灵让你知道跟神的关系,
you think very carefully. When you are in danger,
但你在 危险的时候,
you call for help from friends.
你会叫人帮你,
and when your friends cannot help you,
朋友不能帮你的时候,
you look to God.
你就会来寻找神。
What sort of God are you looking to?
你在寻找怎么样的神呢?
Are you looking to the God who made you?
是那个创造你的神吗?
Or are you looking to a God that is man-made?
或者是一个人手所造的神?
Think it carefully.
我们好好去思想。
One of my church members used to believe in all those idols.
我的一个会友曾经他是相信这些偶像。
And then his bed started to shake.
有一天他的床在摇摆。
Yeah. And he prayed, oh, whoever is shaking my bed, please tell me and I'll pray for you.
他说, 哎, 谁在摇我的床, 告诉我, 我去拜拜你。
No answer.
没有任何的答案。
His bed kept on shaking.
可是他的床一直继续的摇摆。
He thought maybe the road, the lorry on making the road shake.
可能是这个大卡车走过让床摇摆。
Chop up the bed.
他把这个床
bought a new bed.
打碎了去买一个新的床。
Shake again.
但是新的床也在摇摆。
Well, finally he realized it was evil spirits.
最后他明白这个是邪灵的工作。
Pointed him to Jesus Christ.
我跟他说耶稣,
give up all your idols.
把你的偶像除掉,
turn to the true God.
转向真神。
Ask Jesus to help you.
求耶稣来帮你。
Jesus delivered him.
主耶稣帮助他。
Beloved, there are evil spirits.
朋友们, 有邪灵, 有魔鬼,
they want to draw people away from God.
他们要把人转, 不认识神,
but there
转向别的地方,
is God who made you, who wants you to go to heaven to be with him.
但是神要我们回到他的面前。
This evening, the choice is yours.
今天晚上, 这个选择在于你。
This evening, I encourage you to think seriously.
这, 我鼓励你们很好的去思想。
The spiritual power of God.
神有这个大能, 这个大, 在属灵里面的能力,
you are not just body.
你不只是一个躯体,
and mind.
跟你的思想,
you have a spirit that wants to relate to God.
你还有一个灵要来认识神。
Bible tells us,
圣经告诉我们,
God made us for fellowship with him on earth and in heaven.
神创造我们在地面上, 将来在天上, 跟他一起。
It is just parents who want children so that we can relate to our children.
就像父母有孩子一样, 要父母, 要孩子跟他有一个关系。
And then we give to them whatever we have.
我们所有的, 我们就赐给他们。
God wants to do the same.
神也是一样。
God is the one who made you.
是他创造了你。
He put us on earth only for a short time.
在地面上是短暂的。
Gives us the opportunity to decide.
给我们有这样的一个机会来决定。
We either worship God on earth.
我们在地面上敬拜神。
Relate to Christ on earth.
来认识基督。
And then go to be with Him in heaven.
在天上与他同在。
Or you can say, I don't believe in God.
或者你说我不相信神。
I don't believe in Christ.
不相信耶稣基督。
I don't believe in anything spiritual.
我这个不相信这些属灵的事。
Bible says, then you go not to heaven, but to another place called the lake of fire.
那圣经告诉我们，这样的话，我们不能到天堂，
so、friend,
到一个地狱里面去。
Think very carefully.
所以我们要小心的思考。
I've given my life to tell the people the story of Jesus.
我一奉献一生来告诉人家主耶稣的福音。
I've seen many people's lives change.
我看到很多人生命改变。
And tonight I tell you the same thing.
所以今天我跟你们讲一样的信息。
Bible says when we are born, we are on earth.
圣经说我们生下来我们在地面上，但是有天堂，
也
有这个火湖地狱，
就
这两个地方我们有一个选择。我们不会成为一个无有，我们也不成为猫狗。
We have only two places to choose.
我们只有两个地方可以选择。
And Jesus came to make the way possible.
耶稣来了，让这个道路有可能让我
们去。
当主耶稣死在十字架上的时候，就为我们的罪献上赎价。通过主耶稣我们就到天堂。怎么到天堂呢？不是用金钱。我们不是用金钱到天堂去的。也不是因为我们的教育程度。不是你有多聪明。也不是你多好看。你多有能力。不是你是什么种族。
圣
经说每个人我们在神的面前都是罪人。所有的人都是罪人。
Bring us to hell.
因为罪的缘故，我们到只有到地狱去。
Jesus died on the cross to pay for our sins.
但主耶稣死在十字架上，为我们做了赎价。
He is the way to heaven.
他是唯一的道路，能够到天堂去。
And he rose again from the dead.
他从死里复活。
To show us that he is the Son of God.
证明他是神的儿子。
Beloved, there's no other religious leader that has risen from the dead.
现在弟兄姐妹，没有任何宗教领袖从死里复活的。你去想一想，
whether it's an Indian or Chinese or whatever religious leader,
印度华人的这些宗教领袖，
they all have died.
死了就死了。
Their graves are there.
他们的坟墓在那边。
But Jesus' grave is empty.
但主耶稣的坟墓是空的。
He rose again from the dead.
因为他从死里复活。
So this evening is your choice.
所以今天晚上你要去想这个选择。
How to get to heaven?
怎么到天堂去呢？
Three steps.
有三个步骤。
Yeah. We must believe in God.
第一，我们要相信神。
It is God who made everything and made us.
创造万物、创造我们的这位神。
Only one God.
一位神。
Just like you have only one father, one mother, there's only one God.
就像你只有一个爸爸妈妈，只有一位神。
Number two, you have to believe in Jesus
Christ. 第二，你要相信耶稣基督。
Bible says Jesus Christ is the Son of God.
圣经说耶稣是神的儿子。
From heaven,
从天降下。
Born of the Virgin.
童女玛利亚所生。
And he died on the cross.
死在十字架上。
And he rose again from the dead.
从死里复活。
And because he rose from the dead,
因为他从死里复活。
He can give you spiritual life,
他可以给你一个属灵的生命。
Eternal life,
永远的生命。
A more meaningful life,
一个有价值的生命。
And then thirdly,
第三，
you must admit that you are a sinner.
你要承认你是罪人。
You cannot save yourself,
你不能够救自己。
That you have broken the laws of God.
你触犯了神的这个律法。
And tonight, if you say, Lord Jesus, I know I'm a sinner.
如果今天你说主啊，我知道我是一个罪人，为我的罪痛悔，我要舍弃那些犯罪的事，我要到天上与你同在，我要相信你，我要接受主耶稣做我的救主，就是这么简单。就算你饿了你就吃， 你病了你吃药。
This evening, if you are spiritually sick,
如果你的属灵生命生病了，
ask Jesus to be your savior.
就求主耶稣做我们的救主。
Ask Jesus to be your savior,
当你请主耶稣做救主，
he will change your life.
他要改变你的生命。
How do I know that?
我怎么知道呢？
He changed me.
因为他改变了我。
So many people that I've seen.
改变了很多我所看到的人。
And Jesus will change you if you will let him.
如果你今晚愿意让耶稣改变，他要改变你。
But you have to take that step of faith.
但是你要用信心把 来接受。
So now let us pray.
那我们现在来祷告。
And let us think carefully.
我们很仔细来思想。
Where do I want to go when I leave this earth?
离开这个世界，我要到哪里去呢？
Jesus rose again from the dead.
主耶稣从死里复活。
To prepare the way for me to go to heaven.
预备一个永生到天堂的道路给我。
You say I want Jesus as my personal savior.
如果你说我要主耶稣做我的救主。
Jesus as my savior and my lord.
做我的救主，做我的一生的主。
I will pray for you.
我要为你祷告。
All right, let's all pray quietly.
我们一起来祷告。
You are a Christian, thank God.
如果你是已经信主的基督徒，感谢主。
Ask God to help you to be a good witness for him.
求主让你做一个为他做见证的一个基督徒。
That you will not keep the good news to yourself.
不要把这个福音好消息自己藏着。
You will go and tell other people about Jesus.
却是去传给别人耶稣的福音。
If you have sins, ask Jesus to forgive you.
如果你还有犯罪，求主耶稣赦免。
You are not yet a Christian.
如果你还没有相信耶稣。
And tonight God is convicting your heart.
今天神的灵向你说话。
And you realize without God there is no hope.
你知道在神以外没有希望。
And this evening you heard about Jesus rising from the dead.
今天晚上你也听到了主耶稣从死里复活的消息。
And you want Jesus to be your savior.
你要耶稣做你的救主。
It's very simple.
就这么简单。
It is asking Jesus to be your savior.
就是求耶稣做你的救主。
Come into your life.
进入你的生命
change your life.
改变你的生命
Will you do that?
你愿意这么做吗
you want Jesus as your personal savior tonight.
你愿意耶稣做你个人的救主吗
yes. As I'm going to prepare to close in prayer, is there anyone here that wants Jesus to be his savior or her savior tonight?
所以我要结束祷告之前，我要问有没有人愿意主耶稣做你个人的救主
to be your savior before.
你曾经没有这样的求问主耶稣过
Tonight is your opportunity.
但今晚就是你的机会。
Will you quietly raise your right hand?
如果你愿意，你很安静的，
I want Jesus to be my savior.
安静的举起你的右手，说主，我要主耶稣做我的救主。
Anyone?
有这样的人吗？
If God is speaking to your heart.
如果今天神向你说话，
yeah, and you know you're a sinner.
你知道你是罪人，
and you want a savior.
你需要这位救主。
Nothing to be shy about.
没有什么害羞的事。
Yeah, just say I want Jesus as my savior.
你只需要说我要主耶稣做我的救主。
Anyone?
有这样的人吗？
Maybe all of you are Christians.
可能这边所有的人都已经相信耶稣了。
Those who know Jesus as your savior, can you raise your right hand?
这边已经确实认识主耶稣的人，请你举右手。
Okay, thank you. Thank you.
谢谢。
Right, thank you. Praise the Lord. You can put your hand down.
可以放下来。
Okay. If you did not raise your hand, you may want to consider.
如果你没有举手的话，你可能要思想。
Jesus came to save sinners.
耶稣来是要拯救罪人。
Now it will be very sad if the medicine is provided but you don't take it.
如果有解药我们却没有吃。
Food is provided but you don't want to eat.
有食物我们却没吃。
And here is a Savior who died for you.
有一个为你而死的救主。
And you don't want to receive it.
你却没有领受他。
Think very carefully.
所以要很小心来思考。
This is not forcing you.
这个不是强迫。
You think carefully.
但是你自己去思想。
You want Jesus as your savior tonight.
如果今晚你要耶稣做你的救主。
Just raise your right hand one more time.
你只需要举起你的右手。我再问一次。
Okay, let us pray.
好，让我们一起来祷告。
Our precious heavenly father.
我们在天上的父神。
Thank you for creating us.
感谢你创造我们。
Thank you for preparing heaven for humans.
你为着我们人类来预备天堂。
Thank you for sending your son, the Lord Jesus.
谢谢你差遣耶稣基督来到世界上。
Come and be our savior.
来成为我们的救主。
He knew that we would be sinners.
因为他知道我们是罪人。
We could not save ourselves.
我们不能救自己。
And so you sent your son to die for us.
所以就差遣耶稣来到世界上为我们而死。
Thank you for this blessed Lord's day.
为着今天主日。叫蒙福的日子感谢。
Remember that Jesus rose again from the dead.
我们谨记主耶稣从死里复活。
He conquered death.
他战胜了死亡。
He conquered sin.
战胜了罪。
He conquered Satan.
战胜了撒旦。
And Lord, we thank you that you have given us the way to heaven.
感谢主你让我们能够到天堂去的路。
May you bless all of us here.
所以赐福给每一个人。
Especially for those who have not received Christ as yet.
特别是那些还没有接受主耶稣的。
Help them to receive Jesus before it is too late.
帮助我们在趁着有时间的时候来接受耶稣。我们将奉耶稣的名祷告。